Hey guys, oh my god, I'm so excited today. I'm actually in a very, 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 very extremely good mood. Okay, I'm actually not going to tell you exactly why I'm in a good mood, but then please just know I'm in a good mood. Hey everybody, hey, it's Bernice here, and this is the voice of your beautiful host for the day, and this is my show, Peers and Peas. Again, people, this is the part where you clap and cheer. Do you get me? I should really stop saying that part because I think technically you guys already know. You understand? welcome to today's episode of Peers and Peas. And if you don't know what my show is basically about, if this is your first time listening in, I want to say thank you and I love you and I appreciate you and I appreciate your time. Do you understand? Many people are actually like, they promised me death if they actually miss my next episode, and I'm really glad to know that I'll still be alive for the next one, like, because you guys are all here. Mwah. I love you guys so much. Okay, now back to the business of the day. This is Peers and Peas, and if you don't know what Peers and Peas is about, let me tell you what it is. Peers and Peas basically is a show that takes you around the awkward situations among friends and colleagues and basically members of the same peers. Most times we tend to like dibble dabble, you know, on like certain things that don't really concern us, but I want you to know this is an open platform where you are free to gossip with as many people as possible. You are free to come into my DM, gossip with me about something, and poof, it's going on air. If you did not know that, please know that now, that on this show, we can gossip about anybody and anything. Trust me, your secret is safe with me. Shh. You will be completely anonymous. Yay! And yeah, you can give shout-outs to loved ones. All you just have to do is, you know, you style. Tell them you're going on air today. Send them the link to listen to the radio. And poof! You get to listen to the shout outs that you have sent. And I have promised myself and my fans and everyone is that listening to my show, especially my mom, that I'm going to be making my show very educative, fun, and completely interactive. Do you understand me? Because I mean, like, that's the best way to maintain your audience. Am I talking too much? I feel like I'm talking too much. I feel like I'm talking way too much, but guys, I'm so excited, and that is why I actually have no idea why I'm excited, but then I totally am. Now, business mode. Da-da-da-da. Okay. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Peas and Peas. I love you so much, and thank you again for tuning in today on Red Guy Radios. You guys, I am nothing without you people. I am nothing without people that are listening to me. So, yeah, thank you for the encouragement, for the corrections, and for the observations, you know, lots and lots of that. Because a mentor says, and I quote, correction makes the future possible. I mean, how else are we supposed to learn if we don't get corrected, right? Period. Anyways, on today's show, we're going to be talking about something that is... Basically, it's right now, I think the action itself is in trend, do you get me? But the topic is actually not. The action itself is in trend, and the topic isn't really in trend. The topic actually is cross-dressing. Dun, dun, dun. What? I said the topic itself is actually cross-dressing. So, like I said, the action itself is in trend. The fact that people actually cross dress is in trend, but the topic isn't really trending. Do you get me? Yeah. So if you did not know now, please, I did not tell you this, but the federal government has placed a fine of 500,000 naira on people that cross dress. Sincerely, I feel like that law cannot stand, because there are people that have been doing this cross-dressing thing like since the beginning of time and existence. Take a perfect example, Derry Lee. we all love him and we know this guy. I don't understand. Is he supposed to pay $500,000 every single time he dresses? I mean, I don't know, but that's like off the charts. They should just come out and say it. People that are doing gay should stop doing gay. Do you understand? Like, that's basically what they're after. And to them, cross-dressing like is like an extension of being gay. I don't know. I have nothing against the LGBT kind of people, like other people. But then, I'm saying, if the government thinks being a cross-dresser means you are gay, then bro, they are freaking wrong. Do you get me? Cross-dressing doesn't actually necessarily need to be like sexual before it should be allowed. And do you understand? Like, guy, I can choose to cross-dress just for a better form of identification, right? Okay, let me get this straight. I am feminine. Forget the fact that my voice is kind of deep and stuff like that. I'm completely feminine, but I don't wear dresses. Like, never. Never will you see me in a dress. Never. I'm telling you. And that doesn't mean because I'm wearing trousers and I choose to dress in a certain way that I should pay a fine of $500,000 just to prove a point. Bro, that's like totally, completely out of it. I'm telling you, that's like out of it. Do you understand? Cross-dressing is just a means of expression. I see guys that are makeup artists, and trust me, they're really doing it. Like, at first, it freaked me out, but then I was like, don't we have guys that as hairdressers? Those guys that are hairdressers and makeup artists might want to like feel in the shoe of a lady, although it seemed kind of absurd. But then when you come to think about it, it's like, bro, let them just do whatever it is that they like. But if you know you are after the gay people, you let them know that I foul gay, I'm after you. Period. Don't come and be saying cross-dressing is not allowed. Anyways, I'm just letting you guys know, if any of you listening to me now is interested in cross-dressing, please now, unless you low-key billionaire, you're actually not allowed to cross-dress. I still don't see any wrong in cross-dressing. Okay, no. Where it's kind of rude is where there is some kind of like mockery attached to the whole thing. Because it's so weird when I see guys on Instagram as comedians or skit makers, and then they are just like females. They wear wigs and bras, and you see them wearing, so some of them wearing undies outside their clothes and stuff. I feel it's kind of rude and insulting, because I mean, women are powerful and we are not supposed to be feeling insecure because you're afraid of the way you're dressing, because you don't want some guy to like ridicule you through a skit or something like that. That's like the only problem I kind of like have with all them people that say they cross dress. Because those people do for like different reasons. Do you understand me? Don't get me wrong. There are people that do it because they are gay. Do you understand? It's just most persons just do it for fun. And the part you are doing for fun, I don't know if boys don't even think about the fact that maybe they might be ridiculing the feminine gender. Because I don't see girls doing skits and then you want to, well, anyways, some girls do that, Sha. I don't want to mention name. You put beards and stuff like that, just to look masculine. Exactly, that's the perfect thing, just to look masculine. I don't know, boys only is not, I don't mean to sound feminist or sound somehow, but then I feel like you using a beard doesn't actually like insult the male gender. But then guys using bras and g-strings just for their skits and wigs and stuff like that, it's kind of like degrading when you think about it. For real, it's like degrading. And I actually sincerely try not to put too much thought into it, so that I don't
end up getting upset. I'll just actually just enjoy the skits and, you know, learn one or two things from there, or just basically just have fun with it. Anyways, guys, I should have actually mentioned earlier that this is going to be a very, 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 very short time with me. Actually, I'm not usually like this. I actually like to go on for a long time, maybe about like 30 minutes or 40 minutes. But today, today is completely different. I just came to sign in, that's all. So this is 10 minutes 40 seconds and I am going to be signing out. Yeah, I just came to have fun and let y'all know about the 500,000 fine that has been added to cross-dressing. Peace, guys. Have fun and enjoy. Yes, and have a lovely, lovely day. And yes, and I usually say this, that call your family members, your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your cousin, your aunt, your nephew, no matter how silly they've been acting in the past, let them know how much you love them. Because, sincerely, you never know whose time is up and maybe not have regrets in your life. Amen. Please, guys, I actually managed to stay here for 11 minutes, 24 seconds. Bye. Tschüss. Love you. Mwah.